Morning, everybody. Well, this is quite interesting. I've just had a call off the BBC. They want to do an interview with me next week. So I'm just going to put a few things straight. This is the BBC. That's a very distasteful little image outside of the BBC's main office and part of the propaganda machine. It's actually that propaganda group who want to interview me. So they're going to try and cut and shut whatever interview they do with us, obviously they'll try their best to fabricate it. And if it doesn't work out for them, which I doubt it will, it won't be shown on their documentary. So anyway, here we go. I'm just going to go through a few things. Remember the BBC said, right, that 5G had nothing to do with this sickness that we see ravaging the country. And they've made that claim a few times. We know it was switched on in Wuhan. But anyway, let's just prove that these people are just liars. All right. First, when I came across this, the LED streetlights, even Public Health England are warning councils. This is a document. This is a periodical that goes out all councils, highways. So they knew. So your councils knew that these LED streetlights cause damage to the retina. Not only do they cause damage to the retina, they damage your sleep, but with the 5G on, they cause a number of other problems. So let's just have a look and see what happens. There's an association between cancer and these type LEDs. These LEDs hadn't been in for very long and caused significant increases in prostate and breast cancer. We've got all the scientific documentary evidence that this is an attack on the people. But here's the really interesting thing. The government and their scientific advisors say there's no link between 5G and viruses. But as you'll see from this scientific published uncontested paper, the 50 hertz activation of Epstein-Barr virus genome. Do you get that? Activates viruses, what they say are viruses. All right, basically damages the cell. DNA can be modulated by magnetic fields. That's what they're saying. All right, now, the really interesting thing about this, right, this is a scientific document which shows electromagnetic radiation fields, satellites, cell phones, the main causal factor of SARS-CoV-2. All right, hypoxia, look at all this, choke and sensation, wheezing, frequent cough, all of the symptoms from electromagnetic radiation. All right, that's a scientific study, but here's a really interesting one. 900 megahertz, which is one of the main blanket coverage for 5G. It's one of the reasons why, you know, they were pretty upset with me finding out that 5G did, as a matter of fact, its blanket coverage, the radar part of it, the radar scanning equipment operated in the sub-gigahertz. I had a lot of kickback about this from a lot of what would call so-called egg spurts. Eggs is about the best thing to describe them because they're not experts at all, but just masquerading as experts. Growth rate of Klebsiella pneumoniae, right? That gives you pneumonia. So 900 megahertz increases the growth rate of this pathogen and you get pneumonia. This is a bit I really want to talk about. Boris Johnson discusses crucial coronavirus detail in with Billy Goat Gates. All right. So there's a link there between Gates. Obviously, there's money, lots of money in this Melinda Gates Foundation, by the way, getting flashed about all over the world. But let's just see who he really is. Boris Johnson meets Bill Gates to discuss the kill, the genocide. All right. Because they know exactly what this is. They're not that dim. They don't need to get it from me. You only have to look at the science. This is what's really going on. And this is a meeting between Billy Goat Gates there and his best pal in China. Now, we've seen what's going on in the press about the Chinese takedown of the West and how they do that. Well, looks like Billy Goat Gates is either the main contributing go-between man. Obviously, he's very close to Boris. Obviously, he gets phone calls about the attack on the country, the genocide. Interesting document here. See, now they're using the PCR test to try and ramp up these numbers. All right, now this study that was carried out in Cambridge, The 10% positives, by the way, this little number at the bottom, they were then shown to be false positives. So the 10% that proved positive were, as a matter of fact, not positive, proving that the PCR test is totally false. All it is, it's there to make up the numbers so they can run that scam, so they can shut down businesses, an economic terrorist attack on the country. Do you get it now? You're starting to get the flavour of what's really going on. This is the World Health Organization. Don't you see there's no flu? So the people that are actually in hospital today, who they're saying has got this SARS-CoV-2, it's flu. It's the flu. See, that's what used to happen in the flu. And now, since his COVID thing's come out, there isn't any flu anymore. So people don't die of the flu anymore. They don't die of dementia anymore. You don't die of heart attacks. In fact, if you die in a car crash, they'll put it down as coronavirus to substantiate the false, fake narrative on the BBC and government scientists so they can lie to just about everybody, because this is a conspiracy, absolutely a conspiracy to cause mass genocide. This is what's in the vaccination. Lipid nanoparticles, gene editing. It's also got some very, very dangerous nanoparticulates. Tungsten is the most dangerous, especially in a microwave radiation field. So this is basically a weaponized vaccination that's coming. The MHRA have actually stated COVID-19 vaccine represents a direct threat to patient life and public health. All right? They're expecting large numbers to handle these adverse reactions to this, all right? We've already seen a little bit in the papers, but not enough. But we've got to, people have to understand the Chinese connection, all right? This is what happened in South Korea, 83 dead. However, those numbers are significantly higher. You've got to remember, the mainstream media are covering up the facts of what's going on. I mean, it's helpful that at least RT are putting a little bit out, but a lot of it is covered up by, as you know, the BBC. So that's quite interesting. So anyway, let's go back to the BBC. That's who the BBC are, right? Just a bunch of paedophiles, right? I mean, this is abhorrent. This is the main emblem outside of the head, so quarters, the propaganda headquarters in London. And this is the symbology that these people go with, all right? So that's the video for today, everybody. The other thing I wanted people to understand, once you get this contaminated vaccination, it's going to cause you to be toxic. So you become toxic and then you pass this on to others, because that pathogen they're putting into you will then morph in a more dangerous way. It'll incubate in the body and then you will then pass it on as a far more dangerous pathogen. All right, that's where most of these pathogens come from. They're developed in a laboratory, the bioweapons. So they're developing that, so they're going to put it into your body, and then unfortunately, well, it's going to infect everybody else. They're already telling you, even if you get the vaccination, you've still got to wear a mask, you've still got to self-isolate. This lockdown is not stopping. You've got to understand, Johnson stated 2nd of December, it was all over and we're going to have a nice Christmas. We're now in tier 3 right across the country, which is more severe and in areas where they haven't had any. So just be mindful, this is an economic terrorist attack by domestic terrorists working for the Chinese. It's just simple. Not difficult. It's about time the mainstream media got a grip on it, right? And we've got these criminals locked up. They're committing a genocide and they're committing economic terrorism on the country. I hope that's enough for everybody. But get the knowledge. Save us now. There's the website. You can get everything you need from there and get your numbers up.